A True Report, a depiction of events in history, hosted by Peter Shorenstein. Welcome to the Best of Wednesday. Every Wednesday, you can listen to a second playing of episodes that I especially enjoyed. They go back a few years, but hey, it's history, so they're not outdated. Of course, every Sunday, you can still listen to a new episode, but right now, here's a favorite from the past. Today, another amazing tale of historical events, all true, and for the most part, unknown. Sometimes you can look back in history and recall something that, with the knowledge we have today, reveals pure evil. Sure, the easy ones are the mass murderers, Stalin, Hitler, and Mao, or the lying, conniving politicians like Nixon, but few talk about the carnage brought about by the tobacco industry. They might be responsible for more deaths and suffering than Stalin, Hitler, and Mao together. In the 50s and 60s, they led a campaign in the media and congressional lobbying to reinforce the lie that smoking is not deadly. In fact, they were so successful that even today, when we know for certain how dangerous smoking is, many smokers cannot let go of their lies and misleading ads and public statements that they were raised on. They just can't quit. They have been almost brainwashed into thinking they'll be just fine. After all, we had ads from the tobacco companies that doctors recommended Camels, or that their brand is less irritating than the others.
So for a more enjoyable smoke than you've ever known before, smoke Philip Morris, the one cigarette proved definitely less irritating, definitely milder than any other leading brand.
Call for Philip Morris!
And what's with the filters? Sure, they cut back on the poisons, but is less poison still okay? Not convinced? You still maintain they didn't know back then the dangers? I was in elementary school in the 50s, and we were constantly lectured not to smoke. It's dangerous, causes disease and cancer, we were told. In the movies, as far back as talking pictures go, you can hear cigarettes referred to as coffin nails. No, they knew. But they controlled the laws, and they controlled the science. Sort of like global warming today. You can always find a scientist who will deny any proven science from Darwinism to climate change. Here's an RJR executive from the 60s. Listen in his own words. Words that will do so much harm to so many.
I believe they have not been proved to be unsafe. The babies born from women who smoke are smaller, but they're just as healthy as the babies born from women who do not smoke. Some women would prefer having smaller babies.
From our standpoint, if anyone ever identified any ingredient in tobacco or in smoke as being hazardous to human health or as being something that shouldn't be there, we could eliminate it. But no one ever has. In quantities that would...
Anything can be considered harmful. Applesauce is harmful if you get too much of it.
And the most amazing thing is, the tobacco executives were all smokers and were to suffer miserable early deaths. Yes, they believed in their own deception. Still don't think them evil? Let me remind you about Joe Campbell, a direct appeal to characterize cigarettes as cool. Even worse, let's look at the 60s cartoon show The Flintstones. That's right, The Flintstones. During the first season, Winston Cigarettes was the sponsor. Bad. But much worse is that Fred and Barney were shown lighting up. Got to make sure the next generation is hooked. After all, we're killing the adults, and we're going to need new customers. Next week, another amazing story from the past. To be sure to get this and all future podcasts, please subscribe to A True Report. All you need to do is go to the iTunes store and search for A True Report. When it's displayed, just hit subscribe. There's no cost involved, but you'll hear some interesting stories. I'm Peter Shorenstein, and if you like, we'll do this again next week. Until then, never stop asking questions.